Children, Oakland, California, November 11th, 1877. Dear children, I am glad to inform you that Father is much improved in health. He will entirely recover. This is a cause of great gratitude to me. I have told Mary Clough that I could put no more manuscript in her hands. She has kept all her affairs secret from me. She has shown open disrespect of the Sabbath in visiting San Francisco two successive Sabbaths. I talked with her mother, and she talked so disrespectfully of the Sabbath, I felt it duty to be on my guard. I wrote to Mary, telling her I would not talk with either her or her mother, for they were both so excitable and talked so unreasonably. I told Mary, while she was with me, she must respect the Sabbath. She wrote me a very pretty letter in return, but took her position that she had no interest in our faith. Only from a business standpoint had she connected with me. I wrote her, if that were her position, after all the light and evidences she had had, I had no liberty to place any more writings in her hands. I felt forbidden of God to do it. There has been secret working that has been kept all from me. Mary has a man in town, and I think contemplated marrying him. But Addie wrote to me a pitiful appeal, saying she was keeping a boarding house, her children were sick, and she would come and do my kitchen work if I would employ her. I think her husband must have left her to take care of herself. Mary has sent for them all to come to Oakland, a wild move indeed, but I thought we had enough of the Cloughs on hand. I cut loose from the whole of them. My book is about done. We can do without Mary. God will help me. He will be wisdom, sanctification, and righteousness. I will write more on this matter by and by. When shall you send my things? Is there any box coming? Write me at once. I would like my Polonaise pattern. You may send by mail. My health is quite good. In the first box, send my things. This must go in the mail. Mother.